This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Drugs. That's just what this is like. Those of you who are addicted to the talk radio world, the conversation world, the issues of the day, find Nirvana every week as we review the charts from Talkers Magazine. When I say we, members of the Stefan tribe include Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Yippee. Who always has something to say.
Always.
And then there's that evil thinker.
Oh, yes.
Joe Crummy.
From the left coast.
Yes, he is. But he's a righty, as you can see. You go to the iTunes and see his response to the Mika and Joe show. What Trump did.
I loved it. I'm sorry. I know I'm evil, but I just love
that. Well, I think the whole thing is getting ridiculous on both sides. Let's get it. Let me go through the stories and the people first. Sort of the official list of things from Talkers Magazine. Then we get Joe and Richie and I. Minus Victoria, who got married last week. She'll be back next week. But
this is number 10 on our list.
Yeah, but really, that should be on the list, right? She's dancing on the tables at Senior Frogs.
Having a good time. Yeah, she's having a nice time. And if you go to Instagram, you see a lot of the pictures from her trip down to Mexico, where she and Lewis went. And they're a nice, they're a cute, warm couple. I'm very happy. You wish them and everybody else you know who's in that kind of relationship the most, the happiest, the most wonderful time. God love them. All right, anyway, back to our list. From Sports Talk Radio, number 10 usually is about sports, certainly Major League Baseball action. The only thing I can tell you about sports is I got caught in the traffic of the Red Sox game leaving from Kenmore Square last night.
Oh, wow.
After being into the Kenmore Square is the hospital zone of Boston. So there's the Red Sox and Fenway Park, and they're right up the street, all the hospitals. So you can't get to a hospital if you want to visit somebody without going by the park. And there was a game starting when I went into the hospital, and a lot of people were leaving as I left.
That's
my
timing.
Contribution, thank you, to the sports.
Try it down here in D.C. when the president decides they are going, whoever the president is, decides they are going to a baseball game.
Oh, wow.
And they cut off traffic for 10 to 15 minutes so the motorcade can get through on the way in and out of the game.
Oh. Yeah. How to win friends and influence people.
Wow.
I'm not sure Trump is a baseball fan. Is he? Does he go to baseball games?
I see him being a baseball guy, but I don't know that he's attended a Nats game yet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They would have a sitting president at a game like that. I got to wake up here in L.A.
Oh, sure.
Really? Wow, what a nightmare.
I was going to say, what kind of a protection nightmare is that going to present? All right, next up, number 9 on the list is the European Union and its fining of Google. I think it was $1 something trillion for doing their advertising thing.
I thought it was like a couple of billion dollars.
Yeah, it's a billion.
Is it? I'm sorry. Yes, it is.
Not quite. You were saying $1 trillion. I was thinking that's a little high. But
Google responded by saying, "We didn't do it. Just Google it."
Right. Number 8, the malware. That's the only time I'm supposed to sound like a New Englander. Malware in the attack on what was it? It was a Russian thing. It was a Russian hack. But it was aimed, I remember getting, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday this week, something from Norton. Isn't it a ransomware virus, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, it's a ransomware,
Yeah. So you protected, Richie's is a Apple snob, so he doesn't ever get involved in these conversations.
No, so am I.
We use Linux to run all of our systems, all of our automation systems and everything. So, we don't have to worry. I mean, we do have some Windows computers here, but that's why we don't use them.
Okay, number 7 is verboten to talk about. I'm not going to grace the airwaves. I will just tell you, number 7 is that shooting death that was on YouTube. I'm just not going to, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not going there.
Why? Because you don't want to see more people do that stupid stuff?
I just think that it's, what's the point? What possible point is there?
Well, I don't know, talk about how sad and stupid it was. I don't know.
Well, whatever it is, that kind of stuff goes no place. If you guys want to talk about it, I'm just going to go have a grape.
No, you're the host. I don't make you mad.
You don't make me mad. I just feel that there's no reason in the world to talk about it, frankly. And anybody who does is contributing in an irresponsible manner to stuff like that happening. There's no reason. All right, so I've said it enough. Let's keep going. What's her face? I was going to say Susan Palin.
Sarah.
Susan.
It's her cousin.
Yeah, maybe that's who it is. Anyway, so there's a New York Times lawsuit. Palin family or Palin interests, Sarah and her family think that they have been maligned again by the New York Times. And in this case, I think maybe they might be right. We ought to talk about this a little bit as we move ahead. The Russia story, this is the kind of stuff that I chuckle about because I think CNN is so over the top with their mission to destroy Trump, whatever they think they're going to get out of that. Or is it the people who run the place are that out of touch with reality that they don't see the forest for the trees? And it's so obvious now.
Well, they think they're getting ratings because of it. I mean, that's the evil.
Now?
Those, yeah.
Ratings. They leave a lot to be desired. From what they were when Ted Turner put them on the air. Do you remember, Joe, you go back. Rich, you probably remember it, too. When CNN first went on the air,
sure.
And all of those things that were in the Atlanta headquarters of Ted Turner's big, huge, multimedia enterprise, it really was pretty fascinating to see how it was all. And everybody said, this will never work. Who's going to watch a news channel all day?
Would you want to go deep on this now, or do you just want to keep going?
Let's keep going. Yeah, let's see if we go. Yeah, thank you.
Right.
The tweeting controversy, the president and Mika and Joe and all that other nonsense, number four. The travel ban, number three. This is the most important story of the week. Just in my pejorative, the travel and the immigration thing together, I think. Are the two. Number two is the immigration legislation. Number one is the health care thing, which is a can of worms in and of itself. Anyway, so that's the list of stories. You got them all. Now, number 10 in the people list is our pal Kim Jong-un, who doesn't like Donald Trump, even though Donald Trump sent him a copy of The Art of the Deal that was autographed. What in the heck is going on here? Bernie Sanders. You know why he's in the news?
Why?
Huh?
Because of his wife, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, because of his new car.
What'd he get?
He got a $180,000 red Audi sports car. Most expensive car Audi drives.
No.
Look it up. Yep.
No.
Yep. He's driving around, and he paid for it with money from his...
From his campaign?
Campaign account, yeah.
Now, well, I'm calling for a congressional investigation, right?
That blows his whole...
Of course it does.
I mean...
Of course, that's the whole... That's the irony of it all. That's what makes it so much fun.
Yeah, everything he's ever done in his life up to this point to try and build his case.
Look it up. Look
gone.
It up.
Just
look for that red
how much health care, right, that somebody could have had for all that
time. That's a share. Sarah Palin's number 8. Pedro Ruiz and Mona Lisa Perez, number 7. Bad Vlad, number 6. Joe and Mika, number 5. See, they're getting to the point where they don't have to use their last names anymore. Mm-hmm. Obama's 4. Rand Paul is 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. I think you should just have a place number 2 every week for old fossil politicians. Just put in a different name. But all the fossils belong there. And certainly McConnell does. Woof, man. All right. So where are we? We've gone through the list. We'll get to comments. We thought you can send thoughts along. We're follow the... My position at Twitter, at Doug Steffen. Rich, you got a Twitter account at R. McFadden.
At Rich McFadden, right.
At Rich McFadden.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, what do you have at Twitter?
I'm Joe Crummy on Twitter, but Evil Thoughts is the podcast. But yeah,
Evil!
On Twitter. I just tweeted about being on with you just a couple of minutes ago.
It's a long time. All right, so Joe and Richie and I continue with our observations And you can join with your thoughts in the Twitter world if you'd like to. Social media is number one, but it's important. 16 past the hour. This week's overview from the talk radio perspective of the items of interest on the talkers list of the top topics of the week.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
All right, 18 after the hour, you're listening to Joe Crummy, the Rich McFadden person, and Doug Steffen overviewing the charts for the week of June 26th to the 30th, end of June, halfway through the year. Richie, Christmas is coming. We're one half of a year away from New Year's Eve.
Wow.
All right, so despite those of you who are Bernie Sanders fans yelling and screaming, Snoop says it isn't true! He didn't buy that car. So I want to know if the pictures of Bernie Sanders driving that Audi, what was the model number, Joe?
R8. Window, but it was
an R8.
RX, yeah.
So was he Photoshop driving the car? Are people following him in that car?
No, I think he was caught in the act of stealing the car.
He's stealing the car.
Yeah, he was stealing the car, and then they're using it to say he bought it. But I just want to straighten out the thing here that Bernie Sanders is guilty of stealing a car.
Yeah. Right. Okay, let's start that rumor.
Well, even if the car, people debate whether he did or didn't buy the car. But they do point out that he does own three houses and just bought a third house for over $600,000 up in Vermont.
Now, are we talking about his wife yet in the FBI probe?
Go ahead. That's nonsense, Terry. Go ahead. What's the probe?
Apparently she was playing fast and loose with the bank. And what was she? Jane Sanders was president of Burlington College back in 2004.
Yeah, she's president of a bank, of a school, yeah.
Right, and they threw her out, I guess, in 2011 or 12, and it had to do with a financial scandal that she raised a lot of money, took out really big loans to expand Burlington College, and apparently the loans all went south. And
why is that her fault? She's not running the school anymore.
Well, that she had supposedly, look, I mean, you're the one with Bernie in the car.
So the car's a lot more interesting than that stuff.
I'm just saying that she misrepresented to the bank the level of commitment from the donors or whatever it was.
I'll tell you, he's crazy as a loon, but I have respect for him because he's always kind of been exactly what he says he is.
Yep.
I don't believe
true to himself.
I don't believe
except
the Audi
the
story.
No.
Yeah. But
you don't believe the Audi story? Oh, come on, Richie.
No,
just
but he does have three houses.
Come on.
So that's a little bit
But what kind of house does he have? I mean, does he have a big you know,
$600,000 buys you a big house in
Vermont. Yeah, $600,000 will buy you a big house in Vermont.
In Vermont, yeah.
And that's his
L.A.
house.
Nothing, but yeah, I get that.
Yeah. All right, 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, here we are, 23 and change after the hour, feverishly looking at, or I don't like that word on the radio because you're not looking at anything. You're listening to us talk about the issues that are posted. You go to talkers.com, see a list of the items on the charts for this week. And once I get my website straightened out for the umpteenth time, I have a separate page, Richie, for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll be able to see and then listen to us. You'll see the list and you'll listen to us talk about it just by going to that webpage.
Nice.
Listen to us talking about
I would
about
like you guys to list me on the list sometime.
You'll be on the list. Are you kidding? You're on the list, man. The list. Right. Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. We just raked Bernie Sanders over the coals. What's next? The business with let's do Sarah Palin and what the merits are of this suit against the New York Times. For a change, I don't think she's showboating. I think she's a kind of a showboat, but in this circumstance, I think she may have something. What do you think?
Well, I'll jump in and fight if you want to. I thought the New York Times retracted the story, and
so what? It's in print.
Well, how much? Well, the question is how much damage has been done to the Palins?
Nothing, but it's still a good lawsuit.
Sorry. Hey, you and Bernie Sanders get back to
me. Bring me up to speed. What did they say about her?
They said that she was guilty of being sort of having some causing the the attack on Gabby Giffords back in 2011 because Sarah Palin had a website and she put up congressional districts with a target on it, and one of them was Gabby Giffords' district, and that nutcase Loeffner, whatever his name is, what shot her and six other people. They were trying to link her, saying it was her fault and it was stupid. It wasn't her fault, but they retracted the lawsuit, and Doug Steffen has evil thoughts about it. I can't believe that I'm the one that
you're
is
not
straight.
You don't have evil thoughts. I have the evil thoughts.
Let me tell you something.
How'd you miss that one, Richie? You're such a Sarah Palin fan.
No, I knew this. I just know that that was the story she was talking about this week. You really think that loon, that nut, I mean, you look into that guy's eyes, you really think he was that smart to be able to put all of those pieces
together? It was a convenient story for the New York Times to take another shot at somebody from the right.
That's exactly right. I'm getting evil with you now, Doug. You're right about that. Good. It was a gratuitous shot at bringing down Palin, and now she wants to use it to kind of crank up her image, too, as well. I think she's feeling a little bit irrelevant right now.
Yeah, so she is irrelevant, but it's okay. Right. Can you imagine if she had been vice president with Trump?
That would be cool. That would have been a wacko chicken. See,
wow. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, my God. That would have been something else, man. Bunga. Bunga. All right. So let's, what do we have? 2 minutes here. We have to pause again. So the CNN thing, this may be too good to just squeeze into 2 minutes. But to go back to what the Yankees, the New York Times business was all about, this is it in reverse. In a sense, CNN trying so hard to take a shot. You have an Evil Thoughts podcast about this, the fake news and them being busted this week. So it's so obvious to most people. Are we the only ones who see this, or are people blind to how bad CNN is, really?
You know, it's
what are we, what's everybody missing, or what are we missing?
Well, if I can go deep, I know we've got about a minute. What I think is really interesting, I mean, this CNN thing with Russia and Trump and all of this, is that you have a huge merger going down, ultimately, between the people that own CNN, right? That would be Time Warner and AT&T. Yeah, yeah. And that has to be approved by whom? That's exactly right. That goes right into that goes to the Trump administration. So you guys who are running CNN. Right. Jeff Zucker is probably going to get a phone call at some point to back the you-know-what off. And that is going to be really interesting to see when that happens. So the party may be over at some point for CNN.
I would think he'd get fired.
Yeah, Zucker's on his way out.
I can't imagine them keeping him around.
He'll go out. Yeah, but he'll get a huge golden parachute and from a lot of people. That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. But the fact that those three resigned, but the guy said that most of it's BS. I thought that was wonderful. Somebody's got a tape recorder on around him. Everybody, hello. It's always on, 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, millennials are buying everything online except cars. That new car smell, as of yet, is not available online. 62% of millennials plan to buy their next car in person. The excitement of seeing a car in a showroom, as well as being able to test drive it, are the main things that customers would miss if they bought online, according to a recent report from Accenture. Only 20% of Americans consider price to be the most important factor of a new car. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
The new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms Shake, now only at Burger King restaurants. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Here we are, 34 after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the minds of Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy, who doesn't really have a mind, but the mind he has.
I have evil thoughts.
Yes, evil thoughts. Yes, he does. And you can view his evil thoughts, or you can listen to him by, you got to find him first on iTunes. Then you can click and you'll listen to
him. Did you see what I said about Anna Navarro on the podcast?
I did not.
No. It's always fun when you read the thing on the podcast. I think you might get a kick out of that.
Really? Why?
Well, just read it. I mean, can't you? Can you call it up right now? You've done it before. You can't do it now.
No, you know what I was looking at? I just got distracted, honestly. Mm-hmm. The story of an 11-year-old boy who scored higher in an IQ test than Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking. Wow. Did you see that?
Really?
No.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with Bernie Sanders, though?
It was probably just his local school district upping his grades to try and get some more federal funding.
He lives in Germany, though. Otherwise, that might work, Richie. You might be right about that. All right, so we're into our overview of the stories and the people, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where you can get Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, see a review of the most recent convention, audio and video of that. Very cool stuff. The President of the United States getting behind immigration legislation that would make the penalties on people who come to this country illegally and commit crimes much more serious. What am I missing here? The idea that
one who commits a crime, instead of going to jail, we have so many people in jail in this country who ought not to be in jail, but a perfect example of somebody who ought to be in jail is this guy who shot, wasn't it a young girl in San Francisco, illegal, a couple of years ago, whatever
Yeah,
and then there are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of these stories every year. And instead of putting them in jail, we put them on a plane and send them back to where they came from so they can come back into our country illegally again. This guy had been in and out of the country six times. He's the, what sense? Hello, is there no common sense anywhere? Why would you put somebody like that on a plane and send him away because he did something bad instead of putting him in jail?
Why don't you send the MS-13 Central Americans who come over here six times to Syria?
Yeah, let them go and charge around and take care of Daesh. Yeah.
Now, a Trump Palin administration would do that. And I like it.
They absolutely.
You know, Richie's idea is actually a good one. Why are we sending them back to their country? Put them in a uniform,
then they'll go to Syria,
and send them to Syria.
Right.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
right. And Afghanistan, instead of ridiculously wasting 4,000 more American lives over there on top of the, what, 6,800 or 8,600 or whatever.
You want to come and shoot guns in another country? Look,
why? Give them. Here's what
they don't even need a gun. They use machetes and stuff. Let them go chase them around like you know, they used to do 1,000 years ago.
Well, how about this? Why don't you just give them a gun, send them back to Mexico and fix it? You know, it's like, all right, look, here's your gun. Go back and take it down and fix it.
We're saying all these things in jest. But honestly, don't all the things we've suggested make more sense than just putting some crook who's illegal on a plane, sending him back to where he came from so he can figure out how to come back again?
They don't have to figure it out. They've already got the path back. They know how to get back. So
we're going to fix that because the wall's going up. This week, they're having the three bidders who have, I think the bid is, the lowest bid is $1.4, $1.6 billion to build the San Diego version of the bridge. I mean, sorry, of the wall across, I don't know, I think it's 64 miles or something, wall over to meet the wall that's there in Arizona. And then they got to figure out how to get a wall across to keep the Warrenians away from El Pasans, which nobody has figured out yet. They cross back and forth on the bridge every day across the Rio Grande. So what the hell are you going to put a bridge up there for? I mean, I don't get putting up a... putting up a wall there makes no sense to me.
Well, why not? Because you have a big gate in the wall, and you have to come through legally.
But have you ever been there? Drive down the 10. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you drive the 10 from east to west or west to east, as you come into El Paso from the west,
mm-hmm.
you immediately know you're coming into El Paso because about 15, 20 miles out, there are five huge dairy farms that all have 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 cows. And the pile of cow manure, you can smell 10 miles to the west if the wind is blowing in that direction. So that's
you're not
what
really
you're
selling
greeted
this,
by.
To get me to go. You're not selling it to me.
No, okay, so that's what you get when you're driving into El Paso.
You got to run their tourist board down.
It smells like crap. You got to check it out.
Yeah, check it out. So then after you get by the farms, you see the Rio Grande River, and it's like you could swim across it in 4 or 5 seconds. It's such
small,
shallow, no big deal. But they have barbed wire, some of the stuff. So you come into El Paso, and you look on the right, and you see Juarez, and you're driving. If you come in from the east at night, as you're coming into El Paso, this is like New York City. Well, what you don't know is that what you're seeing, most of the lights you're seeing are Juarez, not El Paso. And as you come around the sort of bend and get into El Paso proper, you look off and see the stark difference. It's amazing to look at the stark difference of the buildings that are in El Paso and the buildings that are in Juarez. With the exception of a mall, if you go across the bridge, I did this once. I visited El Paso when I was on KTSM there 4 or 5 times. I think I went to El Paso, at least Richie. You can remember my connection. So anyway, I went across one day. I just walked across the gate, my passport, and I wandered in. There is, as you go in the first road to the left, is a big medical center. It's much different than any of the other things you'd see in the city because it's all new and has a whole bunch of American doctors who practice over there, dentists, shrinks, cardiologists, you name it.
Plastic
they're in this
surgeons.
Mall. Yeah. And so Americans go over there to get their health care because it's so much cheaper, and the Mexicans come there. They don't have to pay any taxes. They don't do anything. They just, they're there. And it's a pretty amazing indictment of the healthcare industry in America, actually, which gets us to number one on the hit parade this week, the healthcare reform legislation that the old fossils trying to get through. They had to end up putting some opiate protection or treatment into the bill in order to make it acceptable for some. I'm doing all the talking. You guys jump in. This really gets me going because there's nothing in this bill, as there wasn't with Obamacare, for prevention. It's another insurance bill. It's all it is. It's less expensive for the taxpayer in terms of what we all have to contribute as taxpayers. But does it do the job? No. It's nonsense. All of this stuff is theater. It's just theater.
Why would it be so bad if you were, you know, if you need
it? It isn't that it's so bad. It's not so good. It may not be so bad. It's just not so good. If you're going to do something and shake everything up, then fix it. The biggest problem in our country is that people don't have an incentive, and this is how silly we are psychologically, to be well. They don't have an incentive. The health care should be aimed at trying to keep people exercising, eating the right things, not smoking, not abusing drugs, that kind of stuff. That's what the healthcare system should be, not some damn insurance bill.
Yeah, if you don't walk away with anything else from the healthcare conversation, let's look at the rhetoric.
Richie, turn your mic up a little bit.
The main point of all the rhetoric here, okay?
Yeah.
That this 22 week, million people will be left uninsured with this new GOP.
Hello, there are 22 uninsured now.
Right. Well, there's 23 million, so it'll go. It stays a little bit. But the misleading factor there is that 15 million of those 22 million don't want the insurance. Yeah. That's why there's so many, because they don't want to pay for it. They just like, I don't want insurance. I don't want to have to pay $600 a year, $200 a month.
I'm 22 years old.
Is that your choice? You should be able to make that
choice,
right? Your body, your life.
They make it sound like all these people are going to be destitute and not have insurance, and they're going to be laying on their deathbed, and they won't be able to get medical insurance, when it's actually some 22-year-old kid hanging out in the bar every single night, and they don't care. They don't want it. They don't see the reason for it.
No.
Now, Doug, let me fight with you for just a second.
Good. We're having a fight. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm going to do a couple of commercials, then you can fight with me. People listen. This is what's called a teaser. Listen for Joe and I fighting in just a moment here as we review what's going on in the world of talk radio. First, though, if you're in a small, medium, or large business, and it is your job to find the new employees, to recruit good people for good jobs, may I pass along something that's very important for you to know. Finding great talent is as easy as going to ZipRecruiter.com, one word, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. The difference here among all of there are half a dozen of these sites, and they're all okay. But ZipRecruiter is different because they don't depend on candidates finding you. They find them and bring them to you. That's the idea here. You want the job to be easier of finding good qualified candidates, and you can do that. You don't have to juggle all the emails or the calls to your office. Just screen, rate, and manage the candidates in one place. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Using that trigger will allow you to use ZipRecruiter the first time free. Yep, free, free, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find the next great person for your great company. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying in a time of political polarization. Policymakers should act to take down the barriers to innovation. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
47 after the hour. This is the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, courtesy of Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy and Doug Steffen here this week. Okay, so if you're not nice to me, I'm going to tell people about your, I'm going to tell people about the plastic surgery in your bloody face. If you're not nice to me,
you're going to tweet about it.
My retweet to you.
I love
it. I retort and retweet. All right, so what do you have? What's the? We're talking about the health care bill. I think it's nonsense. Joe wants to take exception to that.
Well, do you want to? Well, the only thing
Let's fight. Come on, let's get it on.
All right.
Yeah.
You were talking about.
This is, by the way, the podcast that Joe Crummy Evil Thoughts is You're Going to Die.
Right.
Right. Right.
But you still haven't mentioned the thing about Anna Navarro, though. See, that would really make a lot of people mad. If you're upset about Mika, you'll love the Anna Navarro comments at Evil Thoughts. But, I mean, back to what you were saying about opioid coverage, right? You were mad about that, right?
I'm not mad. I just think that it just shows you how political this is and how they haven't really dealt with what it's one of the biggest problems health-wise in our country, and it's not.
It is, but how about this? Why should I be paying for the opioid care if I don't need it?
Well, are you talking about you as a taxpayer paying for it for somebody else, or are you talking about...
Well, I mean, I'm talking about a policy, say, under the Obamacare, you know, that I have, I'm paying for that in my premium, whether I want it or not, or yeah. I'm paying, say, I'm back to that 22-year-old kid you're talking about and all that. There's another reason if I'm 22, I don't want it. I don't need it. I don't need neonatal care. I don't need the opioid thing. I don't have a drug problem. Why should I pay for that?
What I'm saying is, national health care... which is one size fits all, which is, of course, nonsense.
Okay, so you agree with me? I don't disagree.
How's
that
any different than why should I pay education taxes if I don't have any kids that go to the schools?
That's another good point. Why should I pay if I don't drive on it? Yeah.
That's good pushback,
yeah,
Richie.
All those things are great, Richie. I'm with you.
All right.
Keep going.
Turn up that mic. But how about this? You were mad about that, and I'm just saying, okay, if I'm going to buy a policy, why don't I just get a writer for it? I mean, if I have a drug problem, why is it so bad? You know, if I get a policy and say I don't have to buy the neonatal care because I'm some guy, I might have that money then to pay for what I really need, which is the opioid problem.
Uh-huh. Well,
I'm just talking about tailoring the plan.
Plan on being addicted to drugs in the next decade. I'd like to buy an insurance policy for it, please.
I want to avoid that. Right. I'm planning on doing a lot of opioids, so I better get a policy on it.
I think if you listen to some of your podcasts, you're already doing it. Under the surface.
Well, it's an evil podcast.
It is. Well, I have evil thoughts about the evil podcast. Evil Thoughts with Joe Crummy. You can find him on iTunes. Rich McFadden, you can find him attached to his desk. He's got a pair of handcuffs on. I'm not sure what he's doing with those.
Anyway, fuzzy handcuffs.
I'm Doug Steffen. It's now 10 minutes for the hour.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old.
old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
P.T. Barnum, at your service. I'm putting together a show. And I need a star. Every one of us is special. And nobody is like anyone else. That's the point of my show. Ready? Showtime.
Music from the greatest showman, Chuck Curry, is our movie man here on Movie Moments. So, Chucker, the greatest showman, give us the background of that and what's going on.
20th Century Fox, Doug, yesterday dropped the trailer to a new movie called The Greatest Showman, which stars actor Hugh Jackman playing P.D. Barnum, I believe the guy who started the American Circus. This is half biopic, half musical. It's a terrific trailer. It's got a good cast. Hugh Jackman, Zac Efron, Michelle Williams. It comes out December 25th, which is Christmas Day. It looks really good. You know, it's funny. When I first saw Hugh Jackman in film, when he started, I don't know, like 15 years ago, I thought he was sort of like a poor man's Mel Gibson, but I was wrong. He's really good. He's very diverse. He hit big when he was cast as Wolverine in the first X-Men movie. Yeah. I think he played that character 7 or 8 times, made a fortune doing it, and did it very well. The last Wolverine movie, actually Logan, is a great movie, and I think almost good enough to be nominated for Best Picture, one of the best superhero movies I think ever made, because it's really grounded in a harsh reality, very character-driven. Him and Patrick Stewart are awesome in that movie. But watch the trailer, Doug, to The Greatest Showman on YouTube. It really does look good.
All right. I'll promise to do that. I think it will be a great story because the story of P.T. Barnum and how he put together the Barnum and Bailey Circus, that whole thing is, right. I'm surprised there hasn't been a movie about it to this
but
point.
But doing it in a really musical is kind of a creative way to do it. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Chuck Curry goes through the other movies that are in the news, movies that are coming out this weekend, so we can decide what we might want to go see, plus some other movie news coming right up here.
Hi, I'm registered dietitian Liz Weiss. And in the summertime, I love to recommend that everybody nourish their on-the-go lifestyles with a variety of healthy foods, starting with Palm Wonderful 100% pomegranate juice. It contains a powerhouse of antioxidants. Each 16-ounce bottle contains the juice of 4 whole pomegranates. No added sugar, nothing artificial, and none of those cheap filler juices. I also love to stock my pantry with healthy staples, like the Minute Ready to Serve line of products. Just 60 seconds to heat up their single serve cups. They're versatile. You can eat them on the go. And then when it comes to snack time, I love Muna cottage cheese. They have reinvented cottage cheese with a rich, luscious texture and a melt-in-your-mouth flavor. They come in a variety of flavors, including blueberry and strawberry. They are rich in protein, and you could add the plain low-fat to a variety of recipes as well.
All right. Let's get at it, Chuck. What do we have coming out this weekend?
Really only one film, Doug, nationwide. That's the heist thriller titled Baby Driver, which opened on Wednesday, did $5 million in business. The reviews are really good, 98% positive on RottenTomatoes.com. It's rated R. Actually, my wife and daughter went to see it yesterday. They gave it a 7 out of 10. I'll probably go see it this weekend, let you know what I think of it on Monday.
I remember it from trailers. I usually see all the trailers when I go. I don't remember seeing
Kevin Spacey is in it. Who else is in it? A few other really good actors are in the film. It looks good. The trailers are good, and the buzz on it is actually also good. The only other film which will open on Thursday night for the July 4th weekend is Spider-Man Homecoming, which is getting great advance reviews, expected to make a fortune at the box office and being one of, if not the biggest box office hit of the summer season. Some other news of interest in superhero news. Patty Jenkins, the director of Wonder Woman, officially will return to direct the sequel. That's good news because Wonder Woman is one of the biggest hits of the summer. Best word of mouth movies of the summer for sure.
Yeah. All right. There's a this weekend, a number of iconic props from Hollywood are up for auction. Darth Vader's helmet and the armor from one of the films expected to sell for $40,000-$50,000. The weapon from A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back comes from an archive of Gary Kurtz, who was a producer of the films, expected to get $150,000 to $250,000 for that.
Really?
A golden ticket belonging to the Charlie Bucket character in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
How much?
$40,000 to $60,000.
Or as Chuck would say, Willy Wonka.
Darth Vader's helmet is really good price, but I'd rather have Rick Moranis' helmet from Spaceballs.
Leonardo DiCaprio's Jack Dawson outfits for sale for $100,000 to $150,000.
I'm a little short this weekend. I might pass on that one.
I think Marilyn Monroe's first guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.